joining us right now for our weekly segment is Stark County Sheriff George Meyer. Sheriff, how are you?
Good morning, Jordan. I'm great. Good to be with you this morning.
Yes, good to be with you too, sir. Let me just start this conversation by saying, for the last 2 years, we know that staffing has been very hard for many places, restaurants, the medical field. But you guys at the sheriff's office and in law enforcement, you guys aren't immune from staffing shortages either, right?
No, we're not. And unfortunately, I think that has been additional challenge with everything that everybody else has been going through post-COVID and trying to get people back into the workforce. You know, as we head into the new year, one of our needs remains the same. And that is, we are eager, if you will, to serve Stark County, and we need people to do that. And so we're hiring deputies. We're certainly hiring corrections officers, communication technicians, and we're hiring support staff as well. So, you know, if you're interested in a good job, contributing to the safety of your community, come see us.
It seems like any department there at the sheriff's office, you will have some kind of position open.
We do. And, you know, there are a lot of opportunities to serve your community. And we think we offer a great opportunity for folks that are looking for employment to help them in a rewarding career and helping serve their community.
How do they go about that process? Is it just as simple as going online, applying, scheduling an appointment there?
Well, it's pretty simple. You can certainly stop in, but you can just go online and apply at starksheriff.org. It's very simple. We have a QR code there. We'll walk people through it. They can apply right online, and then we reply back to you and get you scheduled for an interview.
Well, that is great. That's great, sir. Now, I know that your Canton and Massillon CCW offices, the concealed handgun licensing offices, they're impacted hour-wise now because of the staffing issue.
They are. And, you know, this is kind of a perfect storm for us to be in. One of our customer service technicians was leaving to pursue another career opportunity. And then we had a retirement at the same time. And so, you know, our staffing got dwindled down pretty quickly, almost overnight. And so, you know, we have people onboarding to help with that, and hopefully we'll get those full-service team back in place. But we're looking for people. If there's somebody interested in a customer service job and maybe part-time doing some things, come see us or go online to starksheriff.org and apply. We're happy to entertain a conversation with you to see if you're a good fit for our what we're looking for here at the sheriff's office.
Wonderful, Sheriff. I love to hear that you guys are open to, you know, taking these applicants, vetting them, and, you know, getting some new people in and offering them that job. Working with a government job like this, with the sheriff's office, the benefits are great, right?
There are great benefits and great opportunities to having a job working with the county, and we're happy to sit down with folks if they have an interest and talk through what those benefits are.
All right, Sheriff George Meyer, is there anything else that's happening? I know that you guys have a coffee with a cop coming up that you just announced a few days ago.
We do. We just recently had one at the McDonald's. We have another one scheduled coming up here. And, you know, keep folks posted. You know, we mentioned last week about the coffee with a cop with our partners at Canton PD. You know, they're hosting a few of these around the city. We just encourage your listeners to, if they have an interest, and I will tell you, somebody showed up that listened to your program at the McDonald's in Louisville last week and really didn't have anything. They just wanted to see what it was all about and come in and talk to some officers from Louisville PD and from the sheriff's office. So please understand to your listeners, you don't really need an agenda. You don't really have to have a problem. If you just want to come out and just talk to the folks that serve your community, you're welcome to do that.
Well, that's great. The one that you just announced yesterday is, I'm going to let our listeners know, so if they want to write this down, it's February 9th at 8 a.m. So I'm sure we'll talk about it before, because that's 2 weeks away. But February 9th at 8 a.m., the program will be at Bell Stores at 108 Lake Avenue Northeast in Massillon. I love, Sheriff, how you guys spread them out around the county.
Well, we spread them out because we serve the entire county, and we want to make sure that we make ourselves available throughout the county. we work with all of our local partners because, you know, our mission is the same, and that's keeping our community safe. So at the Bell store at Lake Avenue and the intersection of First Street Northeast and Maslin, that's about a block away from State Route 21, we'll be there with our partners from the Maslin Police Department, and we're certainly willing to talk to folks in our community there.
All right, and I'm sure there's someone listening to this right now, and they're probably thinking, you know what? I just heard about that job. I might just show up to this coffee with a cop and you know, ask some questions there.
Absolutely, and we've had that happen. We're welcome to. We take that as a recruitment opportunity, and we'll talk to folks about positions that are available, and more specifically, you know, what those positions involve.
Oh, that's great to hear. If you're just joining us, we have Sheriff George Meyer on with us from Stark County. Sheriff, we've had some snow these last, you know, couple days here. How have your deputies, how have the men and women handled this out there? Are response times slowed down at all, or are they, I mean, they still have to respond to any of the calls that they get?
Well, we continue to respond, Jordan, but what we teach our deputies is to slow down, just like we ask the motoring public. When you have some place to go and the weather gets turns a little bit, and we get a little taste of Ohio weather here in Stark County, we just ask folks to slow down. And we do the same thing with our depths. We ask them to slow it down a little bit, take your time, because we know they need to get there. People are depending on us to show up for a call. And so that's what we do. The roads get real bad. We work with our partners from the highway department to make sure that the most critical areas are addressed.
Well, that's great to hear, Sheriff. Is there anything else before we go that you think is vital for our listeners to know?
Well, Jordan, I'll tell you, it's always great talking to you every Thursday morning. You know, we've surpassed our one-year mark at our training center in Maslin. Just to let your listeners know, for continued professional training for law enforcement, we provided over 5,000, nearly 6,000 hours of training to local law enforcement. Combined training totals for other training classes there, we had over 700 individuals come in and receive over 7,000 hours of additional training. And so we continue that effort into 2023. We want to enhance the opportunity for folks to within our law enforcement community to be trained professionally. And in addition to that, you know, we're looking at ways that how we can engage our community, and we're looking at firearm safety programs and other safety programs that we can offer absolutely free to our community members at the training center. We'll continue to do that.
And I think that's a great use of the training center, Sheriff, because there's so many people that, you know, they're maybe scared of law enforcement or whatnot. And I say, and I always have this conversation, just because there's that one bad officer doesn't make everyone else look bad. I've always believed, though, that the more training, the better, because you can definitely tell sometimes who doesn't have much training.
You're right. And I tell you what, training is the key to professional law enforcement. We know that, and that's what we're trying to achieve. We want to provide the most professional men and women, regardless of the agency, out there serving our community.
All right. Sheriff George Meyer, thanks so much for taking the time. We hope you have a great Thursday and a great weekend, and stay safe, sir.
You do the same.